Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. A show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now, here is your host, Sonia Leray.
Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous episode of Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray. Lifestyle, relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. Oh my goodness, Whispers, it is so good to be back in our safe zone again and to bring in another powerful discussion. Look, I hope you guys are doing well. I hope your week has been productive and that you all are feeling great and ready for this topic today. You know, I want you to join in on the conversation. So call in at 516-595-8091. Again, that's 516-595-8091. And you know, Blog Talk Radio has done something fabulous each and every episode. They have put a live chat box into every episode. So guys, you can drop your questions, your comments. If you want me to reiterate something, let me know, because you know your girl loves to moderate a great chat box. And listen, I'm so excited today because we have a dynamic group in our private Zoom room with us. It's the ladies who launch. They are a fabulous group out of New York, and they encourage each other because they are entrepreneurs on a journey to success. You know what, ladies? Welcome so much. They are dynamic. I had the opportunity of speaking with them just before the show, and they are powerful women. Some of them have even started their businesses while this pandemic was on, and they are moving. And this is the thing. It is so incredible that they're here with us today because you know this discussion is going to be powerful, and what it's talking about is all about what we're seeing and even in this group. So, Whispers, did you get your cocktail or your mocktail of this episode? Oh my goodness. Let me tell you, it's called The Relaxer. I can tell you, it is that good. It's relaxing, it's refreshing, and it's just what we needed for this topic and for, you know, just having like a little fun in the seasons and everything too. So, but if you didn't get the cocktail or the mocktail, I'm sorry, you're missing it, and you need to join our VIP newsletter because, I mean, we're dropping jewels in there. We're giving you great tips, little feedbacks, even programming behind the scenes and everything, and plus the cocktail mocktail of the episode. So make sure you click on the link in the description box of every episode or even in today's episode. So don't forget, I want you to join the conversation. So call in at 516-595-8091. So are you ready for how to stop playing small? I know. The ladies are like, woo, into the chat box over here in Zoom. You know, I love to start our discussions off with a clear definition and meaning, and this is no different. And I wish you all could see the notes that I have here because I have so much that I really want to pour into this conversation. So I hope you guys have your notebooks or at least pin mark this episode so you can come back and listen to it because it is going to be chock full. So let's get the definition of playing small. It means our actions are motivated by our fears, insecurities, and low self-worth. Okay, let me give it to you again. It says, for playing small, it means our actions are motivated by our fears, insecurities, and low self-worth. Wow. Just right there off the top, that is just dynamic. It's powerful in its meaning. See, Whispers, I have to tell you all something. When I came up with this topic, I really thought it was going to be something so easy to go into and talk about. But when we had our Whisperers Forum, which we put together a nice select group and we really discussed this with them, what I found out from the participants is that, you know, many weren't aware they were playing small and they didn't even have an idea of what that term really meant. So I really understood, like, my job to really make sure that I painted the picture and made it clear was going to be a little more challenging than I thought, which in turn made me think about how I wanted to really tap into the topic to help you all realize if you're playing small and how to correct this habit, well, this mindset. I don't want to say a habit because it can be a habit, but we're going to correct it as a mindset. Okay, see, Whisperers, many people at one time or another in their lives decide to hold back. And many times we do that ourselves. We hold back at times, meaning we decide to play small for one reason or another. And this isn't a new phrase. So I know some of you may be thinking, well, this playing small must be a new phrase. Well, no, it isn't. It actually was first coined by a well-known spiritual philosopher. Her name is Marianne Williamson. And if you're not familiar with her work or familiar with the papers she's written and discussions that she has, really Google her because the discussions that she has on this topic are really powerful and dynamic. And this is something that far too many individuals do in their day-to-day lives, playing small. I see it all the time. As a therapist, I see it all the time. So by now, you all are probably asking, well, Sonia, what exactly is playing small? I know the ladies in the chat room are like, well, yeah, what is it? What is it so I can see if I'm doing it? Well, listen, ladies, playing small refers to the times when we choose to focus on short-term goals, such as activities or things that will provide a temporary comfort or security or even a validation rather than stretching ourselves and doing something out of our comfort zones. You know, like sometimes we all play a little, you know, we keep it close to the pocket, as they say, because we don't want to really kind of get out of that comfort zone. And remember, we had a discussion and I was telling you that sometimes when it requires of us to change or make those pivots, it's the hardest things we can do because our mind does not want to really pick up and do that difference. It can be a challenge. And see, playing small also covers hiding, not stepping into who we are or who we're meant to be. Let me ask you guys something, and even ladies in the Zoom room, listen, how many times have you heard someone say, like, so-and-so is meant for such greatness, but they just won't step off the edge or walk through the door? How many of you all maybe even have said that before? Well, it's true because there are so many people that we meet in our lives that we can even say, oh my goodness, they are going to be dynamic. They are going to be so incredible. They just are such jewels, and you see it in the person. But something keeps them from striving or moving towards that greatness. It keeps them from pivoting and achieving what they're supposed to be doing. See, when we hear analogies, it really means that a person is playing small. See? So I want you to understand that, or they're downplaying their abilities to fit in or dumbing oneself down. How many times have we seen someone who just dumbs themselves down or tries to play it small to fit in with the rest of the crowd? Or doesn't want to really shine because they don't want to, you know, as they say, well, I don't want to overshadow the next person. But when you're being authentic, are you really overshadowing someone? You know, when you're really walking with your purpose, are you really overshadowing people? See, that is that mindset of playing small. See, many times when we see people playing small, they tend to do a couple of things. They tend to succumb to, like, fear, you know, that fear that, you know, well, you know, if I do this or if I'm that, you know, it's always like that fear inside of them, or they're scared that the next person may think this or think that of them. And what about those that are always waiting to be asked? This may include being asked to even share their own talents. How many times have you met someone or you know someone who has such a dynamic talent, like maybe they sing and there's an opportunity for them to step up and showcase their talent, but they're standing in the background pretending like, oh, I don't really have a talent. I don't know. Because they're playing small and they're diminishing, notice the word that I used, diminishing the quality of what they have. Are you guilty of this? Is this something that you may have going on or feel inside of you? Because, see, there's times that we do this and we have to be conscious of it. Or maybe you can be one that remains silent, but you really want to speak and say something. Even if it means that you're being silent to a point that you know that it's not best interest, but you wouldn't even speak up and say, I'm so sorry, I can't do that because, see? So that playing small can even be jeopardizing to yourself even. You know, what I see so many times is that people allow that fear take their next step, and pretty soon we see that weeks, months, and years go by and they find themselves wondering, how in the world did I get here? Here. Because remember I said the ladies over here that are with us today, they're a group of females that are entrepreneurs, and many of them have launched their business during this pandemic. But see, if they were playing small, they wouldn't have done that because they would have held back. And as things progress through this time of this year and a half, many of them were saying that some of their jobs had even faded out. But if they had not got up and ran and even moved into that sector, where would they be now if they allowed themselves to play small, to diminish their quality? Remember when we had talked and we did the discussion of walking in your greatness. And when we had that discussion, I told you it was one of my most powerful lectures as a motivational speaker that I give. And I told you in that lecture and I told you in that conversation here on Whispers in a Bottle that when we are walking in our greatness, we do not diminish we just kind of tarnish the way that we are in the way that we're moving forward with our intent. We're more focused and we have that laser pinpoint ideas. And see, and that's what it requires from us to not play small. It requires of us to show up and show out. And I told you, my mother always told me if I was going to do it, Sonia, you must show up and show out. You must be your best and do not give half of anything. And so that is how I'm motivated to keep on pushing, to keep on bringing forth dynamic discussions like this one here today, because I don't want to play small and hinder my voice from being heard and touching you and anyone else that can hear this discussion today, because I want to make sure that I'm not playing small and that I'm helping you to realize that you are worthy of shining brightly. That's what this discussion is. That's what it is meant to be, of not playing small. See, so many times, whispers, we can be ones that can fall back and kind of get afraid of maybe stepping out on that proverbial ledge. But don't let it hinder you. See, whisperers, I'm about to give you your keys right now. I want to help you to stop playing small. And so for you to be able to do this, you have to have some form or way. And so the keys that I'm going to give you, they're going to be able to unlock each door that is going to allow you to make the next step, that will make the next step of pivoting and not allowing you to diminish your worth and play small. So let's get into the keys. You might want to take some notes at this point. You know, I'm always telling you guys, listen with your notebooks. I see the ladies, they got their notebooks, so it's great. So we're going to get into the keys now. So it's vital that you not let it become a norm in your day-to-day life of this, you know, playing small or diminishing your worth. You don't expect this to be your regular occurrence and instead accept it as a temporary state. I like this to be your first key, is that it's called a pit stop. See, we're going to make a pit stop. You all know how it is when you go on a long trip and you just need that pit stop so you can stretch your legs, clear your mind. You know, maybe you got to go to the ladies' room or grab a quick snack and then get back onto the road and out to your destination. But see, then a pit stop allows you to recenter, refocus, re-energize. But a pit stop is not where you're going to go and camp out for the next 5 days and this is like your destination. No, that's not what a pit stop is. And some of you all who may like drag racing, you know, like when they come in for their pit stop, they're quick. Those guys get those tires off, get everything moving, and they're back out again. It's the same thing that we are doing when we have to recenter and refocus ourselves. And this is exactly what we have to do with our mindset. We have to be willing to have that pit stop for a second, but it's not a lingering there. You must get the mastery of your fears. And they cannot keep running your every moment, move, and reaction. See, when fear is your motivator, it's also your crippler, because it keeps you crippled, because you can't move without it, because everything is a fear, everything's afraid, and everything's tight, and everything's tense. Do you notice how my voice sounded? It sounded rushed. It sounded angst. And that's what fear does to us. And it controls us. And we have no say in the matter and of anything and everything, because everything becomes that major obstacle for us. And learning how to deal with fear and taking action beyond that fear is going to be your key. So your pit stop is your first key, because without that key, you can't move freely and you can't come and go as you need within the corridors. So you got your first key is that pit stop, okay? Hold on to it. Hold on to your key. I'm going to give you a second key. The next key I'm going to give you in how to stop playing small is, give yourself time to recover from setbacks. Wait a minute. Let me say it again. Hold it, because I know you missed it. The second key is, give yourself time to recover from setbacks. See, once we take that little pit stop, right, it's time to check in to see what's really going on inside of us. And this is when we need to have that reflection time, it's like a critical step, and it includes thinking outside of our box and choosing a different path and feeling to start to be nurtured and cultivated inside of us. And see, when we may need to tap into our emotions and feel them for a moment and not downplay them or find them away, that's what this recovery period is. So if you think of it in a healthy way, so let's say you sprain your ankle, and a good sprain, you know, you need to really put ice on it. You may need to do a little heat, have to elevate it, really kind of take care of it so you'll be able to walk on it correctly and it won't continue to have such problems, and you won't have problems with it. You might even need a little therapy. But you allow it to recover fully so you're able to pivot, you're able to run, and you're able to move freely once it heals. And that's what giving yourself time to recover from setbacks does. So your first key is that we're doing a pit stop. The second one is we're giving ourselves time to recover from a setback. And our third key is this. Commit yourself to the experience. Yep. See, Whisperers, no matter what your life goals and visions may be, there will be setbacks, as I stated. It really is the way life is because we have those ebbs and flows in our lives. None of us can predict the future, but what we can predict is how well you will react to a situation, and that means you'll need to learn to be proactive. And that's a good word, proactive. Decide how you're going to handle a situation before they happen. And wait a minute, hold on. I know you guys are saying, well, wait a minute, I thought you told me we couldn't predict the future, Sonia. No, you cannot predict the future, and neither can I. So what I meant by that is this. How will you respond if you are asked to maybe be a speaker, or how maybe you want to present yourself? Like the ladies here, they wanted to develop their businesses. So it takes a little forethought and a little planning. And even in our lives, we need a little forethought and we need planning. Maybe you're trying to lose weight or do something different. You don't want to just kind of like, oh, wait till the doctor tells you, oh, look, now you're a pre-diabetic and you got a little problem with your heart. No, you want to start doing things before that. So that little forethought is needed. That's what is committing yourself to your experience requires. Because, see, we have to be prepared for things. Even those times when storms arise, and we're not really ready for it, but we need to have our mind prepared, meaning that we're open to the things that may happen, because we want to be like that weeping willow tree that I tell you all about all the time, that when storms come up, it's able to lean, and it blows, and it can bend all the way to the ground, but it comes back up, and it stands tall and strong. But all the time, because its roots are planted so deep in and they're so vast that they stand strong. It's all the same thing. And that's what this is requiring of you when you don't or you stop playing small. You know, Whisperers, you have to be willing to really own your life. Really to take like responsibility, really think about what it is you want to accomplish. You just might surprise yourself if you stop playing small. You know, it made me think about something because, you know, I like to do really a lot of research and I like to really invest in our discussions. And I was working with a client and she told me, And how she said it, it was kind of like, what? She's like, I said, well, what do you do? And she just said to me, so, well, I'm just a housewife. You know, I'm nothing at all. And it made me chuckle because I said to her as we were meeting and we had went into our discussion a little bit, I said, you know, it's so ironic that you told me that, well, you did nothing. I said, but do you realize that as a stay-at-home mom, if you were out here in corporate America and you did all of what you're doing, your annual salary would be about maybe $278,000 annually. She was like, excuse me? I said, yes. For everything that you do, the nurturing, the caring, the running of the business, which is your home, would bring you an annual salary of about $278,000. But you see, Whispers, that's what playing small does. It makes us minimize what we do, who we are, and how we move. And so when we stop diminishing ourselves, we are able to stop playing small, and we are able to walk in our greatness. So if you didn't listen or you missed that discussion, walking in your greatness, I challenge you to go back and listen to it today, because there are key elements that help you to pivot and to accomplish this move and to walk and stop playing small. See, in our lives, we have so many choices and so many options as men and women to really stand up in our potential. That's why these discussions like this are so needed and so powerful. You know, every time I get to come in here and sit behind this microphone and really connect with you all on topics like this, it makes me so grateful to be able to tap into my knowledge and to share it with you freely. And that's how I want you all to feel as well. When you're able to stop downplaying and stop playing small, that you feel nurtured and valued for who you are and what you give and your worth, it's something dynamic that happens. And so, you know, Whispers, I always tell you all, I want to make sure that you're walking in your authenticity. And being able to walk in authenticity means that we really get to see who we are at our best potential. So do the work that's necessary to stop playing small. Because let me tell you something. When you show up and you're brilliant and you're that diamond, and all of my dear clients know the value of being a diamond, no one can take that value from you. I don't care if they put you and bury you, and once they find that diamond again and clean it off, it still has that value. And that's what you all are. You're valuable. So I've really enjoyed this conversation. The ladies in the Zoom room have enjoyed the conversation. There's a lot of comments in here feeling empowered, wanting, ready to step up and step out and not holding back. They want to be able to walk in that authentic voice. And I love that quote, walking with your authentic voice. You know, Whispers, if you doubt your own abilities despite receiving awards and praises and all, and you're struggling daily because you keep on listening to that cynical little voice in you, you may need to tap into getting professional help. Because if it's keeping you and it's keeping you playing small, it's time to really seek professional help outside of everything so you can be brilliant. And, you know, I always tell you all that I put a live link into every description box in our show, that if you want to work with me, you can click on that link and book your consultation. And let's do the work. Let's invest, because the best investment is in self. And it's just wonderful when you see people just blossom. And so I celebrate you all. And you know, I always give you your takeaways so you have clear takeaways to remember. And those takeaways were your keys. So your first key is that we're going to do a pit stop. We don't linger there for a prolonged period of time, but that's simply to recenter and refocus and move forward. The second key was give yourself time to recover from setbacks. It's not a snapback kind of decision, and it's nothing like that. It means that we are giving the quality that we need to be able to move forward. And our third key, that we are committing ourselves to the experience. So you got three valuable keys that open the doors to your pathway of stop playing small. You know, I so enjoyed this discussion today. It's powerful. And, you know, I love to keep pouring into you all, so you know, if you're on Clubhouse, come and join me. I got my own club over there. It's called the Roundtable of Intention. I'm there every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 a.m. Central Standard, and 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. There's an invitation for you guys in the description box. Click on that and come over and join the discussions. You will get to speak to me voice to voice because it is an audio app. So you get to talk to me where, like, if you call in here, I get to take your calls, or you throw your chat, your messages in the chat box, but you literally get to speak with me one-on-one, like voice to voice, which is really nice. Also, you know, I want to connect with you guys on social media. You can find me on Instagram at instagram.com/whispersinabottle_podcast. So that's Instagram at whispersinabottle_podcast. We have our own Facebook group for you whisperers, and that is Whisper in a Bottle. So you go to facebook.com/whisperinabottle. No S on whisperers, okay? So Whisper in a Bottle. And if you're on Twitter, you can always find us at twitter.com/WHISPERS BOTTLE. So Whispers Bottle, and you must put it in that way because you won't find us elsewhere. So, guys, this has been such a great, great discussion. Make sure you come back next week to join me because guess what? One of you fabulous whisperers wrote in, and you all are not going to want to miss that letter and that discussion because it is going to be wow. I'm telling you, I'm not even going to give you guys a clue of what it's talking about. So if you're not following us and you're not getting the newsletter, you won't know until you come back and listen next week. But it's going to be great. So I've enjoyed being here with you. You are listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia LeRae, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, and motivational speaker. And I hope you all have a safe weekend. Please make sure you're tapping in and checking in on your loved ones. And always wear your mask and stay safe. All right, guys, until next week, have a great weekend. All right, bye-bye.